This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Democrats are proposing a new tax on firearms to pay for services for victims of all types of crimes. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Guns and ammo could cost 11% more under a ballot measure proposed by an influential state House Democrat. That added tax would generate an estimated $60 million a year for crime victim services. If it gets on the ballot and is eventually approved in this November's election, it would be one of the first gun-specific taxes in any state. Gun rights advocates argue it would put a cost barrier on a constitutional right. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A bill to phase out new oil and gas permits in Colorado might not survive in its current form. CPR Sam Brash explains why.
The legislation would end new oil and gas drilling in Colorado after 2033, but it faces its first vote next week in a committee chaired by State Senator Dylan Roberts, a Democrat representing Rout County and Eagle County. It can't survive without his vote, and Roberts says he's against any hard caps on new permits due to the potential impact on Colorado's economy and schools. The sponsors say they're now working on amendments, but wouldn't offer any details. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Library workers in Jefferson County voted to unionize Thursday. Workers say they are fighting for better wages and workplace safety. The group is the first to unionize under a 2022 collective bargaining law in Colorado. It allowed county workers the same rights as state employees. Denver and Colorado Springs could see more snow through the day and this evening. Then it's a sunny day on Saturday and getting warmer too, with highs tomorrow close to 50. This is CPR News.